Well, good afternoon, you wonderful people of Audioboot, Facebook, and Twitter. Roddy Jenkins here with another recording for your amusement, enjoyment, entertainment, and information. And the subject of my boo today, if I may, is one that's pretty sort of close to my heart, and something that affects me quite a lot, and that is the subject of eczema. Now, I have lived with mild or severe eczema more or less since birth. Now, I can remember that as a young toddler growing up with the condition, I frequently had to wear gloves, or rather have socks taped to the wrists at night in order to try and prevent myself from scratching the skin. In addition, I often had to be bathed in my nightwear, so the skin wouldn't peel away, following which I would be creamed from head to foot, rather like one of those cross-channel swimmers. No, I haven't done that either. Now, this is because up to 60 or more percent of the skin area was scarred, or bleeding, or cracked most of the time. Sometimes I was unable to stand up properly, because the back of my knees would crack open. It was bloody sore. I was permanently in a state of agitation, either scratching or rubbing the itchiest and sorest parts, even to this day. And yes, I still do. And I put my hand up and say, yes, I fortunately do that. Now, but you try, if you've got an itch, not resisting scratching it. Easier said than done. As I can prove and testify to that to this day. Now, growing up, I became used to being singled out from society, with people staring at me. This is the most so with kids. You know, you'd be walking down the street, and kids would be, look, oh, look, mum, dad, look at him, look, you know. Actually, I'm pointing out, which doesn't really work in audio, admittedly, but there you go. And, I wasn't even allowed to integrate at primary school. I can remember at primary school, I wasn't allowed to integrate at all, you know. It's, oh no, God, you can't sit next to them. Oh no, no, you sit there, right, no, right. Nobody else sit on this either. No, he's on his own. Okay, yep. Do the point again. Didn't work. And anyway, so I wasn't allowed to integrate with fellow children at primary school. And this is back, it's been what, mid late 70s? Don't do in Somerset, like, you know. And I so often said that, as I said, I often having to sit on the desk by myself. And I was not allowed to play in either the Wendy House, remember those things, or the sound pit in the classroom, with the other kids in my class at the same time. So I kind of got used to being a bit of a loner in that respect, as where the seeds of my loneliness came from. And I got used to my own company, really. And end up playing myself. More times than that in that sense. Behave yourselves. The eczema also caused me trouble through secondary school. Now obviously you're very conscious that your face looks a bit like a pizza half the time with scabs and scarring and all this rest of it. And if you're planning a pizza for supper tonight, I do apologise if I put you off. And you get conscious, you get self-conscious of how you look and how you feel and how other, more importantly, how other people perceive you, you know. There you are thinking, well, are they going to see what I'm thinking that's it? Yeah, you sort of judge yourself. When you look yourself in the mirror, you what you want to see, but not necessarily what somebody else might see. Somebody else might see beyond. The eczema, beyond the mask of the eczema, yeah, see the little person hopefully behind that mask. So obviously growing up going through secondary school, this was what, 1980s now, talking about so about 30 years ago, I apologize. Nice to remember my stop point, as you probably would have heard, realised from a previous audio boom of mine. And so you know, when the severity of the situation obviously made me extremely self conscious of myself in relation to those around me. Now, obviously, as a result of this, particularly when I went to boarding school in the late 80s, between 1987 and 1990, bullying was a constant factor, as was the constant staring, as other children and a lot of the teachers failed to understand my condition. Some did, some didn't. But obviously, you had to sort of protect the rough and smooth, I suppose. And so I can say, well, even though I haven't lived my life completely, I would happily say that probably my school days weren't exactly my happiest in that respect. Now, likewise, in the early days, the doctors that I used to be seeing to, GPs, general practice, whatever, would often prescribe creams and ointments. Now, this is because we're going back here to the 1970s, where not many people really knew what the hell eczema was. And it was a case of, oh, well, you try this cream, try this ointment, and you'll be fine. And, you know, it's sort of almost like, you know, in and out, quick, get rid of the mountain surgery sort of thing, you know, and out of the consultation room, or what have you. So, obviously they prescribed the creams and ointments, and they would also say that the eczema wouldn't last. Now, okay, in some cases, and for some people that's true, some people have grown out of it. Others, myself included, sadly haven't, and we're still trying to find that elusive escape route from the eczema. And this is down to lack of understanding and knowledge of skin conditions such as eczema. And again, we're going back to the 1970s, you know, 35 odd years ago now. And, you know, I also suffered, I still do, from, you know, mild asthma. And in fact, I've not had a major asthma attack for several years. The last one was probably, give or take, about, well, I had one about 4 or 5 years ago, if that. And even then, it wasn't, at least it didn't require hospitalisation, then had to be rushed into a nebulizer or whatever. And that hasn't happened since the early 90s, really. So, touch wood, he says. That's a good sideboard. And so, obviously, I suppose they come hand in hand. Now, some people say, well, I've got asthma, or I've got four. Some people, well, yeah, I have one or the other, or a bit of both. It's horses for courses, really, I suppose. But anyway, yeah, I just got used to it, basically, but whatever, yeah, I'm just going to go on my life, it's not going to control me. Yeah, okay, yes, using asthma was a bit good to get out of sports dead school. Please, sir, can I not do the cross-country run, because I'm asthmatic, and I not make it, you know. And, yeah, it was good for that. Now, I'm not saying that all asthmatics do that, some do, some don't, but that's another topic for another boo, perhaps. Who knows? Perhaps you can let me know. I'll give you my contact details at the end of this recording. Anyway, now the severity of the condition has caused many hospital visits over the years. And we've tried various treatments. We've tried the right brain prover, where you go sit in what looks like a porta loo, basically. And it's filled with all these sort of ultraviolet lights. You have to wear special goggles to go in there. You sort of stand in there for about half an hour or something like that, and wait for the idea is that it's supposed to burn off the skin or something. It'll work, of course. One of them anyway, by acupuncture, so we try homeopathy. Homeopathic remedies, go that way. And, you know, that. It works sometimes it doesn't. I think the problem I've got is obviously there's part of the brain, as I've said in the previous audio, that doesn't want to lose the eczema. You know, it doesn't want to, it's got used to it. It's almost like, you know, if I lost the eczema, it'd be like separating a Siamese twin or something like that, you know, losing the mask to hide behind, or the rest of it. Now, we had to be hospitalised because the eczema got really bad, got very, very infected, and we need to get some serious intravenous drips into me and all the rest of it. Sadly, obviously, you can't take a drip strand around with you when you're walking around Tesco's, else you might get a few funny looks. And a bit of a wide gap between you, and I'll be thinking, oh my god, I'm not going anywhere near here, you know. So, and obviously, we've had other minor complaints. Obviously, I've had a couple of cataracts, possibly linked to eczema, we don't know. And obviously, a detached retina in the right eye, whereby, again, it's probably caused by stress put on the eye socket itself, whereby you're kind of Yeah, but basically you're just rubbing your eyes off. You're actually rubbing your eyes off, not rubbing your eyes off, but you do occasionally. But the whole thing hits you around there, so you just the palm of your back of your wrist basically goes in, hits the eye, and just puts immense pressure on the eyeball itself to perhaps cause something. We think it possibly, we don't know whether that caused cataracts or not. Anyone could, that's pretty much sort of debating. So obviously, we actually had cataracts removed. They were successfully removed, the retina was successfully reattached. But there were other sort of hospital treatments where we had to go and sort of be bandaged from head to foot like an Egyptian mummy. And I can remember once you had to go and wear these creams all day, so you'd have a bath in this special sort of bath solution first in the morning, and then you sort of cream from head to foot with sort of emollients and then a bit of steroids for a good measure, and then you wrapped up, bandaged from head to foot, and you stay like that for 24 hours at a time. I mean, obviously, they give you a bit of space for your eyes and your mouth, so you can eat and breathe the rest of it. And, but you walk around going like that, oh, go, you look like one of these people that sort of, have been banned from head to foot after a major accident. So I'm like, oh, what happened to you? Okay. So, anyway, you got used to it, basically. It's always the same that I was always, by far, the youngest person in the damn ward by the years. Everyone else would be up there, they'd be in their sort of 50s, 60s, 70s, and no, I'm in my teens, early 20s, 50s. Do I belong here? I'm not sure I do. I'm not too sure about this now. So anyway, but you got used to it for the old routine hospitalization, you having intravenous drips put in your arm, and feeding antibiotics that way to the veins rather than taking it orally by pill and everything else was enjoyable as well. And it was basically a time you just to continue going on with it. But I mean, you go and have a week or so intensive, full on treatment, and you come out again and think, okay, now how long to go before I it flared up another time. I mean, obviously, you get depressed by the whole thing as well, there's nothing you can do about it, really. You just got to get on with life. I mean, it doesn't help when you're getting a job, because you're conscious that, you don't have a face that fits. The best of the time, you look so looming ugly. You think, oh my god, how can I cope with this? But obviously, the hospital visits have temporarily ceased. Hopefully, we won't have a major flare-up, please. That will stop us from having that in the future. And as I say, so obviously we treatments over the years have been many varied, including radiomics, which is sort of distant healing. That was the best one. I've never met some woman from Essex who had a single strand from my head, with hair from my head. And she said, no, she didn't have a single strand of my head itself, she had that bit of hair from the head of my hair. Hair of my head, even. Getting worse in a minute. So she just do this. And they say, oh, really asthmatic, whatever, have a bad wheezing or something like that. Oh god, phoning just for one. And half an hour later, I'm sleeping like a baby. Thinking, what the? So anyway, that worked, but then we sort of lost contact with her and tried to redo it, but it wasn't the same. It didn't have the same effect. It wasn't as successful second time around. Okay, other things I'll say, we've had the Poover, we've had Fey Feeling, that was a joke, homeopathic remedy, and trying different steroids and cream combination, what have you. And obviously, because I'm also on immune suppressive drug, basically my immune system is, kind of basically gone a bit haywire, shall we say, that's putting it very politely, because obviously it's what's called an expert, effectively, really. And the immune system saying, come on in, to any antibodies or bacteria, disease, whatever, come on, see me, la di la. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up because I see I'm almost approaching my time limit, or nearly 15 minutes, so I will meet you from